Mr. Watson, Real 13. Now, the next, there's a couple more last raids. One on Royan in France, a night raid on the 5th of January. Yeah. Do you remember anything of that?
Yes, Seaport. It was, the Germans were using it as a submarine base, I think, seem to remember.
And that was France?
France, yes. They were occupied at sea.
What do you remember of that?
All I can remember is that we had to bomb parallel with the coast so we wouldn't hit the French people, and it was a submarine base for the submarines were coming in and parking alongside the quays, and the idea was that we dropped the bombs, the wave would capsize the submarines and sink them, or else sink them by the bombs. But we were not to bomb over the town. Merely, even though it was garrisoned by German troops, we must not bomb on the tide. Always air on the seaside. But we did it at low level, and that was the idea. Capsize the submarines or sink them, and also damage any pens that were there. So that's as neat as I can make it.
And you also opened fire on some troops while you were there, I think. It doesn't matter too much. And then, I don't know what, the 7th of January, the raid on Munich. Is that your last raid?
I think it must be, yes, I think it was.
Do you remember, were you nervous before the last raid?
Can't recall being any different from
Had you started drinking more? So some pilots and had brown crew, air crew. Did you drink much?
No, I didn't drink at all, really. I had no taste for beer.
And your only superstition was the going for a wee on the rear wheel. Did you have any other superstitions?
Not really. The rear wheel it was more the crew's superstition than mine. They were, especially the Aussies. They would have carried me there if I couldn't, it was sometimes a difficult thing to pee when you just want to suit,
Now, what about the last raid? Do you remember anything about that? That was the 7th of January, 1945. Do you remember it in any way? It's your last one.
I can't recollect. It was, I think it was a very long one. And it was cold. They're all cold. I can't remember anything particular about it.
How did you feel when you'd finished?
Oh, a bit relieved. And then I think by the time I'd left, I think the end of the war was looming,
Well, it was January, 45. Yeah. Could you just sketch out for us the remainder of your RAF career? I know we haven't got time to go into any detail, but so we have an idea of what happened to you. What happened after you left them in January?
I went on an administration course to Creedon Hill, near Hereford. I think I was off for a month or 6 weeks, because when the end of the war came, there was an awful lot of redundant aircrew. So I was interviewed, and then I went on this administration course. This administration course covered not only all the law and discipline and service writing, all this sort of stuff that you require in an administrative job.
That was what you were going to be, an administrative officer, was it?
Well,
or administrative personnel, not officer.
Well, I was sent on this after I'd been on leave for about a month, I think it was. They had managed, this was after the war, they had continued some of the service courses and were sending officers on courses if they had applied for an extension, short-term extension. So I applied for a 4-year extension, got it, and was immediately sent on this administrative course to knock the rough edges off me, I suppose. And there I learned all the...
You mentioned that, yeah.
Yes, administration and disciplinary codes and punishments and whatnot. That was at Creden Hill. Creden Hill. I was on a short seven, I applied for a short seven commission, and I went on this course, and I was posted as a recruiting officer to Glasgow, and then I was posted from Glasgow to Inverness as a recruiting officer, as a flying officer. I was a flying rank right then, to Inverness to do the whole of the north of Scotland. Inverness, right up to Orkney, Shetland, Hebrides, the whole caboodle, out as far as Aberdeen. And I was there for, I think, 3.5 years or more. Three and a half years, I think. And I had I'd applied for that short service commission. I can't remember exactly that. I'll probably tell you on that.
And then what did you do after being a recruitment officer? Presumably you were had a commission by the time you were a recruiting officer.
Oh, yes, I did. When I was on
board. So what happened after you were a recruiting officer?
I left the service.
And that was 19...
Oh, God.
1950, I think.
Yes, I think it would be, yes.
And then you rejoined the RAF?
Yes. I was out of the service, and... couldn't get a satisfactory job, and being up here there was very little that you could get except sort of tradesmen's jobs. So I came back in the air traffic control branch. I applied to rejoin on a short service commission, branch commission. In the air traffic branch.
And were you an actual air traffic controller, or were you more administrative?
Oh, it was air traffic control.
So you were actually on the machines?
Oh, yes. It was pretty primitive in those days. You had more mental arithmetic to do. There was no, well, some stations had radar, but it was very primitive stuff.
And you continued that till when?
Oh.
When did you retire?
You
were on a lot of postings, I can see, throughout the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
Since you had been at Cottesall at 1971. Was that your last posting?
Coltishaw.
Coltishaw.
Yes.
So you'd finished 71, 72?
Yeah. Coltishaw. That's a fighter base. I was at the training school. I was in charge of the air traffic control training school, the primary training school at Shawbury. Before I went to Coltishaw as a SATCO. In other words, I had been at Shawbury as an instructor. I passed the promotion exams. Though, as a branch officer, you didn't need to do that, but I think it enhanced your chances of further promotion.
Do you think your wartime tour of duty had affected you in any way, mentally or physically, good or bad?
I think in perhaps some ways it did, because my wife tells me that I was an unbearable character to live with.
In what way?
I was, don't know, brusque and sort of unfeeling, I suppose.
And you put that
well,
down?
All I can say is that she says I've changed a lot in the past 20 years, so I don't know, you'd better ask her.
Thank you very much.